All he hears is the wind. He doesn't hear anybody. Hello, I'm the king. Even there's an echo. Hello, I'm the king. No answer, just wind. And he tries to climb up the wall. Do you think he could climb up the wall? No, he can't climb up the wall. He's waiting. I'm hungry. I mean, the king didn't have his breakfast yet. He woke up 10 o'clock in the morning. He didn't eat breakfast yet. He's been running a lot. Hello, help me. Do you hear me? The whole day goes by. Not a sound except for that wind. And the king is crying. What's happened to me? What's going on? It's so spooky. Why am I trapped in this place? Now I'm telling you only what the story says. All of a sudden, near the end of the day, the king hears footsteps. Oh, somebody is walking on the outside of the wall. I can hear them. Shh. Now, this is what the story says. The king screams, who is ever walking on the other side of the wall? I'm the king. I'm trapped in this place. Get me out of here, please. All of a sudden, on the top of the wall, way, way up high, the king sees some kind of a beggar up there. And the beggar was looking down, way down at the king. The king is way down here. The beggar is way up here. Now, either this beggar was a very gigantic beggar, or somehow he was way up there. The story doesn't say. But the beggar is looking down, and the king is looking up. And the king sees, even though he looks like a beggar, he's carrying two baskets of bread. A beggar with two baskets of bread. The king says, I'm hungry, and I'm trapped. I'm the king. Get me out of here. Now, the beggar doesn't say a word, but he takes a loaf of bread, and he throws it down, and the king catches the loaf of bread. Thank you. I have food to eat, but get me out of here. Well, the beggar goes away. And now the king is alone, just with his loaf of bread, and his pajamas, and his sword. And the king eats the bread. Did the king wash for bread? No, King Henry is not exactly a yid. Well, at least he had bread, and he had to sleep on the ground, because nobody came at night. And the king, well, he kept on his pajamas. That's what he had from the morning. And the king sleeps. And the king wakes up in the morning. Oh, no. I'm still trapped in here. What's going to happen to me? And the king screams, help, help. He's screaming the whole day. The only sound he hears is wind. Near the end of the day, all of a sudden, he hears footsteps. Who's there? Maybe it's a guard. Maybe it's an officer. I'm the king. I'm trapped. Let me out of here. All of a sudden, from on top of the wall, again, he sees the same beggar with two loaves of bread, with two baskets of bread. The beggar doesn't say a thing. Help, help. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. Now, if it was the same beggar that was in his room when he woke up or not, I don't know. This is what the story says. There was a beggar up there. And the beggar did not say a word. And he throws down another loaf of bread. And the king catches a loaf of bread. And the beggar leaves. Well, the king had what to eat, but he's still trapped. This went on for 3 days, and 4 days, and 5 days, and 6 days. And 7 days. Now, did the beggar throw down challahs for King Henry for Shabbos? King Henry doesn't keep Shabbos and he doesn't eat challahs, so he probably got the same bread. King Henry was trapped for 8 days. Well, yes, he ate bread, and he was there for 8 days. Finally, on the 9th day, when the same kind of thing was happening, the beggar spoke. As King Henry was screaming and crying, the beggar said, "What's the problem down there?" "What's the problem? I'm telling you the problem. I'm the king and I'm trapped. I have to get back to my palace. I have to get out of here." "Okay, I'll help you." Now, the story does not say how the beggar got the king out of this trap. Either the beggar came in and they got out somehow, or maybe the beggar slept some kind of a thing down, maybe he lowered a rope. Who knows? But it says that the beggar took the king out of the trapped place over the wall. And all of a sudden the king says, "Wait a minute, my sword. I left my sword down there. I have to go back and get my sword. It's my favorite beautiful sword." And the beggar says, "I'm sorry, it's too late for that. We're already over the walls." And they came down on the other side of the walls. "Oh, thank you, thank you. Now I have to get back to my palace. Oh, this is a terrible day. Oh, this is a terrible 9 days. I have to get back to my palace fast. Thank you for letting me go over the walls with you." And all of a sudden, the strangest thing happens. The king sees absolutely nothing except for trees, grass, dirt, the sky. There is no palace there. On the other side of the four walls, there's no king's gardens. There's no palace gates. There's no palace. There's nothing. "Hey, where's my palace?" The beggar says, "What palace? All there is these four walls, and you got out." "No, but I'm the king. Where's my palace?" "You're the king? You're a man in pajamas that just came over a big wall. You're a man in pajamas and in the middle of nowhere who just came over a big wall, who's been eating bread for 9 days. In fact, you're a beggar like me. In fact, I've been giving you bread. You're a bigger beggar than me. Who's the bigger beggar? I'm a beggar, but you're the bigger beggar because I've been giving you bread for 9 days. That's all you are. A king. You're a man in pajamas in the middle of nowhere screaming your head off for 9 days. "I'm a king." "Okay, we'll call you king. Okay, but what now? You have no place to go." "My palace." "Okay, go to your palace." He runs over there. There's nothing there. "You don't have a palace. You're a man in pajamas in the middle of nowhere screaming without a palace, and you're a king in pajamas. Now what do you want?" "I have to have somewhere to go." "Well, since you have no palace, you have no job, you have no money, you have no food, you have nothing at all, I have a suggestion. In the forest, there are a few wood choppers that I know, and they chop wood. I mean, wood choppers, what do? They chop wood. How would you like to become a wood chopper?" "A wood chopper? I'm a king. I don't chop wood. I sit on my throne, and I make laws, and I boss people around, and I have officers." "Well, how about being a wood chopper? Otherwise, there's nothing else for you to do." Well, the king had no choice. He has nowhere to go. He goes now with a beggar into the forest, and over there are wood choppers chopping wood. And the beggar takes the king in pajamas, King Henry, to the wood choppers. And the wood choppers come over, and the beggar says, "Look, a new wood chopper for you. How would you like somebody to help you chop wood in the forest? Ah, okay. What's your name? I'm King Henry. King Henry. That's your name? Your first name is King and your last name is Henry? No, I'm King Henry. I'm your king. Our king? We don't have a king. We live in the forest and chop wood. Now, what's your real name? Henry. Why do you call yourself King Henry? I'm the king. The king. This man in pajamas is a king. Okay, we'll call you King Henry. Now take an axe, take a hatchet, and start chopping wood. I don't chop wood. I'm King Henry. You don't chop wood? So get out of here. You're supposed to be a wood chopper. A wood chopper chops wood. Now you're going to chop wood and stop draining us a cup with the name King Henry. We'll call you Henry. We should call you King. We'll call you King. Kingy. Let's call him Kingy. Oh, the king was so upset. Nobody believes that he's the king. The wood chopper say, you want to be a wood chopper? You'll be a wood chopper with us? Fine. You want to be a king in pajamas who has dreams? Stay in the forest by yourself and be a king in pajamas. Okay? You want to be a wood chopper? You have to put on wood chopper clothes. Here's wood chopper clothes. Now take off those pajamas and put on wood chopper clothes. You can't chop wood in pajamas. And King Henry has no choice. He takes off his royal pajamas. Oh, what should I do with my pajamas? Who cares? And the leader of the wood choppers takes the pajamas and he throws them over to the tree and they got stuck on a tree. Oh, my pajamas. Don't worry. We'll give you warm wood chopper pajamas because we sleep out in the forest and it gets cold. You won't need those funny pajamas. So King Henry said goodbye to his pajamas by the tree. He put on his wood chopper clothes and starts chopping wood. This went on for a whole year, and he was very sad. He didn't like chopping wood. He never chopped wood in his life. And after a year, do you know who came back to visit King Henry in the forest?
The beggar.
The beggar all of a sudden shows up one day and he says, how's it going, Henry? That's King Henry. Oh, yes, King Henry. Or should I say woodchopper Henry? No, King Henry. You still think you're the king, eh? Well, how's it going? Oh, I'm so sad. I don't like this job chopping wood. Oh, I really can't stand it. It's not befitting of a king to chop wood in the forest. I wish I had another job. Well, King Henry, I have an idea for you that you might like. There's a town on the other side of the forest, and they need somebody to take care of the money of the town. How would you like that job? That job is open. Oh, taking care of money. Yes, when I was a king, I took care of a lot of money all the time. I made parties, and I had money for, you know, for my queen and to buy my apples and all kinds of things. Yes, money, that's more like a king. Well, okay, come with me to the town. Well, he says goodbye to the wood choppers. He goes to the town, and he gets a job in charge of the money of the town. If they have to fix a fence in the town, he gives the money. If they have to build a park or fix a road or fix a bridge, or they need money for some kind of a parade, well, it goes through Henry, Henry the money man. And he has this job. It's better than chopping wood. But still, how much money in a little town does it cost to fix a little road or to plant a tree or something like that? King Henry was used to big pieces of gold, bags of silver, thousands of dollars to make a big party. I mean, this was like, you know, a few dollars here, a few dollars there, or whatever kind of money they had. And it was like, you know, playing a game. Oh, I don't like this job. It's better than wood chopping, but I don't like it. And King Henry was in charge of the money for 3 years. So far, how many years have gone by in the story? 1 year as a woodchopper and 3 years as a money man. How many years has gone by?
Four.
4 years. After the 3 years in charge of the money, guess who comes to the town to visit King Henry? Here's a boy who's so excited. Oh, yes. Okay, what do you think?
Beggar.
What?
Beggar.
The beggar comes to visit King Henry in the town. And all of a sudden, one day the beggar comes and he says, King Henry, how's it going? Oh, it's you, the beggar. Well, I don't like this job, really. It's just too easy. This only a little bit of money here and there. It's quite boring. I wish I was a king again. I miss being a king. Shh. Well, the beggar says, I have news for you. You can have a new job. And it's almost like being a king. Oh, yes? What is it? There's a bigger town a few miles away from here. And the mayor of the town just left to go somewhere else. And they don't have a mayor. Do you know what the mayor is? What is a mayor? Anybody know what a mayor is? What's a mayor? The mayor of a town.
He runs the city.
What?
He runs the city.
He runs the city. Very good. The mayor of the town is like the leader of the town. Oh, I'll be a leader again. Oh, like a king. Well, it's a small town, so you will be the leader. Okay. King Henry was very happy. He left the town where he was in charge of the money. He goes to the new town. And he is now the mayor of the town. Shh. Now, at first he thought, oh, this is good. I get to boss people around. I get to make parties. I get to do things. Well, it wasn't quite like being the king. If you got to make a party, well, once in a while, maybe it was a little party. If there was a parade, it was a little parade. He bossed around, well, a few officers, a few people. They weren't really officers, just kind of schleppers, you know, to do this and that. He got to speak at, you know, schools and make speeches. And he didn't have a throne to sit on. A mayor doesn't sit on a throne. He had a little office. Shh. Well, he didn't like it too much, but it was better than working with the money and better than being a woodchopper. But he missed being a king. He was the mayor of the town for 5 years. Now, how long has gone by? 1 year as a woodchopper, 3 years in charge of money of the town. That's already four. And 5 years. 5 years as the mayor. How many years?
Nine.
9 years. Somebody should say 9 years and 9 days. Because how long was he trapped in that place with the walls around it? 8 days, and he got out on the ninth day. So probably it's about 9 years and 9 days. Shh. After 5 years as the mayor of the town, try to figure out who in the world came to visit the mayor, Henry.
The beggar.
The beggar came. Shh. And he says, all of a sudden he comes one day. Hey, King Henry says, there's the beggar. And the beggar comes into the office. Oh, Henry, Mayor Henry. You can call me King Henry. Okay, King Henry. How's it going? I still miss being the king. Even though I'm a mayor, but it's not like being the king. It's small time stuff. A king is big time. A mayor is small time. I would rather be a king again. I miss being a king. And all of a sudden the beggar says, King Henry, I have good news for you. Maybe. Good news? Maybe. How could it be good news? Maybe. You have a chance to be a king again. Maybe. A king again? What's the maybe? How about to be a king again and not a maybe? Well, it's depending upon one thing, and this is what it's depending upon. There is a country not so far from here. The king passed away. They need a new king. But King Henry says, I'd love to be the king over that country. If they need a new king, I'll be the king. Well, it depends on one thing for you to become the king. Because there is a queen. The king left the queen. Well, the husband of the queen was the king. He passed away. And the queen has to marry the new king for him to become the new king. He will have to marry the queen. She will want to have to marry whoever will become the new king. In other words, the queen is looking for a shidduch, and we don't know if it's going to be you or not. A shidduch? What's a shidduch? Well, she wants to get married to have a new king. I'll marry her. How do you know? How do you know she wants to marry you? I want to be the king. Well, let me go try to arrange something. A shidduch is where you try to arrange for two people to be married. Oh, yeah, make a shidduch. Or maybe he said, make a shidduch. I don't know if he could say a chaf, a longer chaf. I don't think King Henry was a yid. Shh. And the beggar goes away for a few days and comes back. Did you tell the queen about me? How wonderful I am, and I'm a great king, and I'll marry her if I can be the king of the land? Well, the queen says she will marry you upon one condition. Oh, what is it? I'll do anything. Shh. Okay. She will marry you, and you will be the new king as long as you do one thing. I'll do anything to become the king. Okay. It so happens that this queen likes Jews. The queen likes Jews? Yes, this queen likes Jews. Now, she's not a Jew, but she likes Jews. And she knows that there are different kings that for whatever reason, they become very mean to the Jews. They make decrees against the Jews. They mistreat the Jews. They make trouble for the Jews. They even want to do terrible things to the Jews. And the queen is a wonderful queen, and she wants to make sure that her new husband, whoever will become the new king, will never do such a thing, or else she will never want him to be the king. Therefore, she says, whoever will marry me, whoever wants to marry me and become the new king, must sign a special decree that he will never do anything against the Jews, never mistreat the Jews, only be nice to the Jews, and never do one thing against the Jews, only to help them and be their best friend. And only if he signs such a decree will she consider to marry the new king. Oh, I'll do it! I'll do it! I'll do it! I'll do it! King Henry is jumping up and down. Mayor Henry, King Henry, whatever you want to call him. I'll do it! Let me sign it! Well, it so happens that I have a copy now of this decree. It so happens the queen gave me a copy of the decree that she wants you to sign. Are you ready to sign it? Oh, yes, I'll sign it. Give me a pen. I'll sign it right now. And the beggar unrolled the decree. King Henry took a pen, the feather and the ink. And he said, I'll even put my royal seal. The royal seal means you drip wax over there, and he makes some kind of a design. I don't know if King Henry had his royal ring on or not, but they put the ring in the wax. Maybe he had his royal ring on. Why not? Why shouldn't he have his royal ring on? King Henry now signs the decree that he guarantees never to be against the Jews, only to help them, never to make one law against them, and he writes his name, King Henry. And they melt some wax over there, and he makes it the design that this is the royal seal of King Henry. Shh. The beggar rolls up the decree. He says, I'll take this to the queen. She'll see that you've signed your name. And let's see if she will consider marrying you now that you have promised never to be against the Jews, only to be good to them. And Kenilach, the beggar, went away for a few days again. And he comes back and he says, the queen wants to meet you. She will consider marrying you and you can become the new king. Oh, it's wonderful. And King Henry goes with the beggar to the kingdom of the king who passed away. And he meets the queen. And the queen meets King Henry. And King Henry meets the queen. And they decide, yes, it's a good shidduch. They had a royal chasana. Well, not a chasana. They had a wedding. King Henry is now the new king of the kingdom. And now the queen had two children. One of the things that the new King Henry loved to do with the queen and their two children was take a walk by the ocean, because this kingdom was by the ocean and the palace was right near the ocean, and there was a beautiful place to walk right next to the beautiful ocean, and they liked to take a walk together. One day, King Henry, with his queen and the two children, are walking by the ocean. All of a sudden, the queen says, King Henry, look at those interesting ships way out in the sea, in the ocean. Do you see those ships in the sea? Oh, yes, I see them. They're very interesting, very colorful, and big sails. And there's a few of them. I wonder if they're coming here to our kingdom. Now, as the king and the queen are busy looking at these ships, all of a sudden, a big wave comes crashing onto the place they're walking and washes on top of one of the kids, crashes down, and one of the boys, one of the kids, falls into the ocean. Ah, ah, what happened? What happened? One of our children fell in the ocean. As soon as he fell in the ocean, the other kid jumped in. I want to save my brother. He jumps into the ocean. And the ocean was very rough and very, very wild, full of now big crashing waves. And this was happening so fast. The two kids are in the ocean. Where are they? I don't even see them. The water is too rough. They must be pulled out to sea. All of a sudden, the queen, she says, my children, I have to save them. She jumps into the ocean after them. And King Henry is left right there by himself. I don't see them. Where are they? The water is white with crashing waves. It's so rough, it gets so windy. King Henry says, oh, I can't bear to see the children of my queen in the ocean. I have to save them. And King Henry jumps into the ocean. What's so funny? That's not so funny. He's jumping in the ocean to save his queen and his two children. And King Henry is in the ocean. Where are they? Where are they? Where'd you go? Queen, children. And he is swimming and he is struggling, and the waves are crashing on his head, and he is going down, and he's coming up, he's going down and up, almost like a yo-yo. He is going up and down in the ocean. Oh, oh, when will I find them? Oh, this is terrible. He can hardly breathe. And